This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is exactly 11:19 in the morning. You are with Lee Chui Lin, Lin Mark and Shamila Ganesan. And together we're trying to just update you as best as we can and also find, I suppose, a clearer picture through everything that's going on. Now, we've been covering both politics as well as, we've been covering politics, the legality and, you know, the constitutionality of everything that's happening, as well as the economy. And continuing the economic branch of the conversation is Economics Associate Professor Dr. R. Ratneswari Virasya from Taylor's University. Dr. Ratnes, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning to you. So what has been your reaction to the political situation?
Indeed, quite a bit of a shock because we've been having a week, for the past 1 week, numerous twists and turns. And, you know, Malaysians have gone through too much with this political crisis, which started with the Sheraton move. Right? We have a rather difficult situation because the parliament is deeply divided. At one moment, you see Tan Sri Muhyiddin's team having more command of the parliament, and the other moment, then you see Tun Mahathir having more command, and no one really knows what's going on. So people are like questioning why.
Well, we do have a new prime minister that has been sworn in just under an hour ago. What do you think the priorities of this new government should be when it comes to the economy of the country?
Okay, as far as the economy of the country is concerned, first and foremost, let me congratulate Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin on being the 8th prime minister. But he needs to really, really first get the buy-in of the people, because I think the people are still in a state of shock. There are people who are in a state of shock. There are people who are happy. The voters need to see him as a prime minister who's fair and firm. I mean, really, the voters want to see Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin and his cabinet who will seriously focus on nation building, on ensuring macroeconomic stability, on improving the race relations in Malaysia that has deteriorated over the past few years. We hope that he will look into the well-being of Malaysians, and we hope he will be able to uphold democracy. See, the thing is, if in choosing his cabinet members, we hope he will choose people of high caliber, of high integrity based on merit, and not those who have been alleged. There's a lot of allegations of corruption among some of the members, and so we hope that the trials will continue, that he will not stop them. And we also hope that he will put a foot down on hate speech using race and religion that divides Malaysians. Because we already are a broken nation as far as community is concerned. And we just really need an inspiring leader who can bring us bring the various communities together as Malaysians. So we hope he will bring technocrats, number of technocrats from the corporate sector based on merits to join his cabinet to steer Malaysia to greater heights. And I really hope his cabinet will be inclusive in terms of the racial composition, in terms of age composition and gender composition. There must be a firm decision on his part to have a fair representation of all races and to have more female representation in the cabinet, and not to forget the youth, because they are the future leaders. We have people like students asking us, what's happening? So I hope Tan Sri Muhyiddin will take note of this and make sure his cabinet is fairly represented.
So, Dr. Ratnes, what are the things then that you think the government can do to restore confidence to the market amid all of these uncertainties?
Yeah, so if he comes out with a cabinet that is having a fair representation, at least that is the first sign that he is saying that, yes, I understand, and I need to put a fair representation in cabinet to make sure that I take care of everyone, that the policies are inclusive, then I think the market will, at least to a certain extent, say, okay, he's doing something that that will make sense to people. Because it is now, at this point of time, with people being so highly divided, I think it's going to be very difficult to have to implement any policy. So if his choice of cabinet members is not seen to be representative, then I think it's quite difficult for him to move forward or to bring Malaysia forward.
Dr. Ratnis, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you so much.
You just heard there from Economics Associate Professor Dr. R. Ratneswari V. Rasia from Taylor's University. If you would like to weigh in on how you're feeling, how you're doing, again, you can call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. Now, we did have this tweet earlier from SB Jaffar, who said, "I, the people, want Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin to be Prime Minister so we can move on from the Anwar Mahathir feud. Also, I don't want Datuk Sri Najib, Rosma and Zahid and all the other corrupt or alleged corrupt politicians in the government, in the government or at large for that matter, meaning in jail for a long time."
Yeah, I think that's one of the major concerns coming into this new coalition government. What's going to happen with the court cases in place? Because, I mean, to a large extent, I think we were always expecting that GE15 would be an uphill battle for the Pakatan Harapan government. But by the time GE15 rolled around, two years in the future, there was also the likelihood that some of these cases, at least some of them, would have been concluded. So we would have seen convictions, perhaps. But right now, because they are all still up in the air,
and the AG Tommy Thomas has resigned,
absolutely,
and whoever who gets appointed next, as I believe, was it Jahaba, who was pointing it out earlier, that there's precedent for cases being dropped even under Tommy Thomas, which means that might sort of allow a loophole with some of these cases.
If even Tun Mahathir said it in his press conference this morning, right? You know, he's worried that if there is an UMNO comes back into the federal government, that the court system might feel too embarrassed to convict the UMNO politicians currently undergoing trial.
Yes. BT says, after all the commotion that has been going on, moving forward, can we still trust leaders? We voted for the party and not the individual. And, you know, I think that speaks to one of the central issues that sits at the heart of why people vote. Because fundamentally, we voted for the party and not the individual is something that many people say. Others will say very firmly, no, I voted for Tun M, or no, I voted to kick out the former administration. So I think we all have our own reasons, but it is a really interesting thing that many people feel very certain as to why collectively Malaysians voted the way they did. And, you know, it's I think one of those central bits maybe of voter education that we need to carry out in the future.
But the key thing is, I think we did vote. And maybe that is what is rankling so many people, that we did vote. And if perhaps what had been offered to us was snap elections, there wouldn't have been this much anger and confusion sort of rising up, because people would still feel like their voice was being given a space. As of now, it does feel like they're being shut out.
Lastly, Sharon says, BFM, it might not be euphoria for you, but it is for a lot of people. I'm one of them. And Sharon, there's no denying that. I think we've certainly heard that feedback. And that's why we keep asking everybody, what is the sentiment on the ground? Because we certainly don't presume to speak for everyone. But I'd love to hear from you about why you feel euphoria. You know, what is it about this change in government that has you feeling optimistic? Let us know. Keep in touch. You guys can call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. And now we have a question that everybody's asking. Third Eye Blind wants to know, how's it going to be? BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station. We'll be right back.